الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل عمل ابن آدم يضاعف الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف قال الله تعالى إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا إن لله تعالى عتقاء من النار يعني في كل يوم وليلة من شهر رمضان وإن لكل مسلم دعوة مستجابة في كل يوم وليلة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we are well aware, we are on the cusp of what constitutes a very, very unique and a great opportunity. It is in fact a resplendent display of what we call Nafha-e Rabbani, the wind of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which time and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends for us. As I mentioned previously, such is the magnetic pull and attraction of this dunya, then many of us, because of the environment we are living in and because of the dictates and demands of the nafs, our ambitions, our goals, our desires in this world, the fact that many of us are motivated by hirs and greed, we tend to get caught up in this rat race of the dunya. And we tend to lose perspective. Allah's limitless mercy, Allah does not leave us to our own fate. But every now and then, one wind of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blows. It is indeed a great peril and loss to ourselves if we do not maximize that benefit which we can acquire. More importantly, these opportunities that come are a time of reflection, are a time to put the brakes on, are a time to rebuild our ta'alluq and our relationship with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And most importantly, at a time for you and I to remind ourselves that the life of this world is very, very temporary. The verse of the Quran which I recited referring to this great guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is coming, Allah ta'ala, after outlining the purpose and objective of why you are given this opportunity, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you rebuild your bridges with Allah. so that you find Allah, so that you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately, we find one very, very interesting expression in the Quran. And what is that? Ayyamam ma'dudat. Ayyamam ma'dudat. Chan gini chuni dino. Just a few days which you can count on your fingers. In other words, don't be deceived. Ramadan will come and go. These opportunities will come and go. But inevitably, the clock of my and your life is going to run out. So very, very importantly, don't take these opportunities for granted. Next week, Wednesday night, we'll be waiting with anticipation. Hilal committees all over the show. Moon gazers waiting for an announcement to be made. Hilal has been sighted or Hilal has not been sighted. My respected brothers, just like that announcement that we wait for from the Hilal committee or whatever moon sighting committee there is, coupled with that is the system that my Allah has put into place. When that Hilal of Ramadan is sighted, when the onset of this great guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shahru Baraka, Shahru Tawbah, Shahru Ridwan, Shahrul Dua, Shahrul Rahma, Shahrul Inaba, Shahrul Istijaba, Shahrul Quran, Shahrul Ramadan. When the onset of that great opportunity, like Ibn Rajab, Rahimahullah, used to say, with regards to the Salafi Salihin, Kanu Yad'oon Allah Ta'ala, Sittata Ashhur, أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان. 6 months before Ramadan, they would be waiting. They would be making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What dua? أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان. Then Allah should cause them to remain alive, to experience the month of Ramadan. When that Hilal is finally sighted, when the starting of Ramadan is finally determined, when you'll get a Hilal committee announcement, there will be another announcement. There will be another caller. There will be another istiqbal of this month of Ramadan. And where is that announcement coming from? قَالَ اللَّهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ said, Allah's caller will make an announcement. Yunadi munadin, yunadi munadin. Allah's caller will call out. What will the call be? Ramadan has finally come. So what? Ya baghil khair, ya baghil khair aqbil. Oh, those of you who want to find Allah, oh, those of you who seek goodness, or those of you who want to make your akhirat, or those of you who want to break off the shackles of the deception of this dunya, the time has come. Aqbil, aqbil, go ahead. Strive now. No holds barred. Hold back nothing. In what? In seeking Allah, in seeking taqwa, in seeking akhirat. وَيَا بَاغِ الشَّرْ وَيَا بَاغِ الشَّرْ Shaitan and nafs were with you 11 months of the year. You got caught up in the nasha, in the intoxication of this dunya. Azan upon azan fell on deaf ears. Your financial dealings were in a mess. You looted the wealth of others. You usurped the rights of others. When it came to your tongues, you made ghibat. You burned the fire that was destroying good deeds. You spread mischief. You hurt the feelings of others. Your eyes were looking in different directions. Your heart were planning different things. Ya baghi shar. Put the brakes on now. Aqsir. 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 Stop now. What is the in Allah's caller? Allah's caller is calling out. What is the intizam that my Allah puts into place? You and I, we can analyze. We know our mindset. What is the trepidation? What is the anticipation? What is the level of understanding we have for this great guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is coming? How much have we prepared? What is our determination? The reality, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Lo ya'lamul ibad, Lo ya'lamul ibad, Ma fi Ramadan, Latamannat ummati an takuna sanatu kullaha Ramadan. If you and I only knew what this opportunity represents, if you and I only could comprehend what a great chance Allah is giving, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Latamannat ummati an takuna sanatu kullaha Ramadan." You would wish that the whole year was Ramadan. Perhaps 2 or 3 weeks ago, we started ordering the savories. Masturat wa fikr man, to stock up. Intizam was being made in masjids for halim, etc. at the time of iftar. Different types or modes of preparation, mindset for Ramadan. Look at the system that my Allah put into place. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna al-jannata latuzayyanu min as-sanati ila as-sanati lidukhuli shahri Ramadan. Allah also started preparation for Ramadan. Allah put into place a system of istiqbal for Ramadan. How much do you and I appreciate? Look at the mercy. Look at the kindness. Look at the compassion of our Allah. Understand what an opportunity this represents. When did Allah start the preparation of Ramadan? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when the hilal of last year's Eid was sighted, Allah commanded that Ramadan, that Jannat should be decorated. Start the decoration for this year's Ramadan. 11 months ago, Allah commanded Jannat must be decorated. What? For this year's Ramadan. The Ramadan that is coming now. That Ramadan that you and I have a different mindset towards. فَإِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ يَوْمٍ مِّن شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ هَبَّتْ رِيحٌ مِّن تَحْتِ الْعَرْشِ يُقَالُ لَهَا الْمُثِيرَةِ. When finally Ramadan comes, from underneath the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, a wind starts blowing. The name of this wind is Muthira. What happens? فَصَفَّقَدَتْ وَرَقُ أَشْجَارِ الْجِنَانِ. As this beautiful, fragrant breeze blows, the leaves of the trees of Jannat start flapping in the breeze. The handles, the door handles of the palaces of Jannat start clattering in this breeze. There is a hive, there is an excitement, there is an anticipation that reverberates throughout the entire Jannat, as a result of which Jannat also realizes something has happened, and Jannat starts making dua. Allahumma ja'allana fi hadha shahr min ibadika sukkana. O Allah, let there be those in this month of Ramadan who will spend this month in such a manner that they will become the recipients of Jannat. Jannat starts making dua. Wa yaqulna al-hurul ayn, the beautiful maidens of Jannah, women of such indescribable beauty that the Quran does not get tired of describing their beauty. They also raise up their hands in this month of Ramadan and they start making dua. Allahumma ja'al fi hadha shahr min ibadika azwaja. O Allah, let there be those men of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will spend this month in such a manner that you will wazawwajnahum bihurin ayn. Such a hive, such a system Allah Ta'ala puts into place. Jannat is locked up. Jahannam is flung open. Shayatina taidam. Ask yourself the question, what does this mean? Tuftahu fihi abwabul jannah. Tughlaqu fihi abwabun nar. Jannat open. Jahannam locked up. We're not going to Jannat and Jahannam now. You have to die first. What does this mean? Ulama have mentioned, what does it mean when Jannat is open, Jahannam is locked up, that if your mort occurs in Ramadan, direct Jannat if you died on Iman. Another interpretation, conduct yourself in this month in such a manner, Jannat is waiting for you. Jahannam, the gunas, the sins, azan upon azan falling on deaf ears, your businesses steeped in riba, your occasions where there is no differentiation of haya, shame and modesty. Put the brakes on now. Make tawbah. Turn back to Allah. How unfortunate. How unfortunate. How unfortunate that person who conducts himself even in Ramadan. At a time that the open Jannat, he closes it. And the locked up Jahannam, he opens it. Fattaqu shahra Ramadan. That is why we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also this warning. Fattaqu shahra Ramadan. Fear the month of Ramadan. When you will take this month lightly. Coming back, one is the intizam and system which my Allah puts into place. They, unfortunately, we don't have time. And I mention this every year. This is by way of muzakara, reminder for us. Don't take this lightly. Look at the anticipation. Look at the excitement of our master, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The famous hadith, and I'm digressing. Hazrat Shaykh Mona Zakaria rahimahullah started his fadail Ramadan with this particular hadith. Make ta'aleem in this month. Make ta'aleem in your masjids. Make ta'aleem in your home. Sit with your families. Qala Allah, qala Rasul, particularly the section on the fadail, on the virtues of Ramadan, so that you maximize the opportunity of this month. An Salman al-Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhir yawmin min Shaban, faqala ya ayyuhan nas, qad أظلكم شهر عظيم مبارك شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر شهر جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا من تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سوى ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن ومن أدى ومن تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سوى ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سوى وهو شهر الصبر والصبر ثوابه الجنة وهو شهر المواساة شهر يزاد في رزق المؤمن فيه. The lengthy hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the riwayat of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا رمضان قد جاء هذا رمضان قد جاء تفتح في أبواب الجنة تغلق في أبواب النار تغل فيه الشياطين بعدا لمن أدرك رمضان فلم يغفر له إذا لم يغفر له فمتى. The riwayat of Ubada bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says hadara Ramadan, Ramadan has come. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said ataakum Ramadan shahru baraka yaghshakum Allahu fi fayunzilu ar-rahma wa yahuttu al-khataya ويستجيب فيه الدعاء ينظر الله تعالى إلى تنافسكم فيه فيباهي بكم ملائكة فأروا الله تعالى من أنفسكم فيه خيرا فإن الشقي من حرم فيه رحمة الله عز وجل. We have time constraints, but just to touch, look at that. Even if you don't understand Arabic, even if you don't understand Arabic, hadha Ramadan, my Nabi is saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ramadan has come. Jannat is flung open. Jahannam is locked up. Shayateen are locked up. Distance, may he be distanced, may he be cursed, who finds this month and fails to gain the mercy of Allah. The riwayat of Ubada bin Samit, ataakum Ramadan. Ramadan has come. Barakah has come. Blessings has come. Yaghshakum Allahu fi. There's no easy way to translate this. this, that Allah's mercy is raining down upon you. Understand it. In this very hot day, if there was a pool outside or some hose outside this masjid and you totally immersed yourself in the water of that hose, this is what is meant by yaghshakumullahu fi. Allah's mercy is drowning you. Allah's mercy is raining down upon you. Yahuttul khataya. Allah is wiping away your sins. Yastajibu fihi du'a. Allah is accepting your du'as. What does Allah want? Yandurullah ila tanafusikum fi. My Allah does not want you to sit back. My Allah does not want you to take this month for granted. My Allah does not want you to waste even 1 second of this month. Yandurullah ila tanafusikum fi. Allah wants to see you competing. Allah wants to see you finishing yourself. Allah wants to see you tiring yourself in this month. Farullah ta'ala. Show Allah. Show Allah. Show Allah in this month how much you want His Jannah, how much you want His mercy, how much you want to run away from the filth and the deception of this dunya. La'allakum tattaqoon. Oh my Allah, I want to become yours. I want to find you. My heart is to beat with your love. La'allakum tattaqoon. He said, show Allah. Fa'inna shaqiyya man hurima fi rahmatullahi azza wa jal. Because the loser, the damned one is the one who will find this month and is still deprived of the mercy of Allah. That riwayat of Salman Farsi, where he said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ramadan had just started. It was the last night of Shaban. Ya ayyuhan nas, oh my ummah, a great month has come. A month of barakah, a month of blessings, a month of mercy, a month in which there is a night better than 1,000 months. Such an opportunity Allah is giving you. If you will do one nafil in this month, Allah will reward you with farz. If you will do one farz, Allah will reward you with 70 faraid. After mentioning the mercy of this month, what does my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turn us towards? Amal, 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 nawafil in this month, faraid in this month. He said it is the month of sabr, the month of sabr, the month of sabr, the month of mutual sympathy, the month of mercy, the month of empathy, the month to connect not only with Allah but with the makhluk of Allah. How much you connect with them? Take pity on the fast, on the hungry person. Take pity on the poor amongst you. Feed the fasting person at the time of iftar. Kana maghfiratan lidhunubihi wa itqa raqabatihi minan nar. Allah will forgive your sins. Allah will free you from jahannam. How much will Allah free you? Inna lillahi ta'ala utaqa minan nar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every day, every night, every day, every night of Ramadan, utaqa minan nar. Allah determines millions and millions will be saved from jahannam. Itqum minan nar, emancipation from jahannam. Yani fi shahri Ramadan. And what is this month? What is the opportunity? Wa inna li kulli muslim. Wa inna li kulli muslim. Wa inna li kulli muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for every Muslim, for every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this month of Ramadan, fi kulli yawmin wa laylatin, every day, every night, da'watum mustajaba. Da'watum mustajaba. Da'watum mustajaba. There is one dua every day, every night of Ramadan that you will make that guaranteed is accepted by Allah. The month of dua, the month of turning to Allah Ta'ala. The verse of the Quran I recited in the beginning. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. O people of Iman, kutiba alaykumus siyam. Fasting has been ordained upon you. Mufassirin explain one nuance in this. Arabic word, sawm is fasting. Sawm is noun. Siyam can be plural of that noun. Deeper meaning. When it came to the Bani Israel, the previous ummat, Maryam alayhi salam, I'm not going into the incident, no time for that. Inni nadhartu lirrahmani sawma. Inni nadhartu lirrahmani sawma. Falan ukallima al-yawma insiya. For them the word sawm was used. For the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, siyam. Siyam, kutiba alaykumus siyam. Like I said, it can be plural of sawm. Another deeper meaning, it's still masdar, it's still noun. What's the difference between sawm and siyam? First, the mercy of Allah upon this ummah through the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. Previous ummahs fasted. My ummah also will fast. They fast, the previous ummahs, there was no sehri. There was only iftar. Once they went to sleep, the new fast would start. This happened initially in ummah in the shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sahabi, Bukhari Sharif hadith, Qais bin Sirma, Ansari radiallahu anhu, comes home at the time of iftar, working in the burning sun of the desert, tired, exhausted, says to his wife, is there any food? She says, wait, nothing in the house, I'm going to get you something. She goes out, in the interim he falls asleep. When she comes back, Khayyabat laka ya Aba Sirma, oh Abu Sirma, what happened? You went away back to sleep. The next fast has started. By the time midday of the next day reaches, he's almost falling down unconscious. This news reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran is sent down. Quran is sent down. Kulu washrabu hatta yatabayyana lakum al-khayt al-abyad min al-khayt al-aswad min al-fajr thumma atimmu siyama ila al-layl. That oh my Nabi, through your barakah, through your blessings, through your compassion and concern for your ummah, the previous ummah only iftar, your ummah is given sehri. Your ummah is given sehri. Your ummah is given iftar. In other words, the hours of staying away from food and drink are diminished, are reduced for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At night, you will not stay hungry. At night, it is not compulsory to stay away from your wives. But, them was soam, you are siyam. What is the nuance of this? Laysa siyam min at-ta'ami wash-sharab innama siyam min al-laghwi wal-rafath. Many ahadith. Man lam yada qawla az-zur wal 'amala bihi falaysa lillahi haja fi an yada ta'amahu wa sharabahu aw kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does this mean? Unfortunately, many of us have this mindset. Ramadan is abstention from food and drink. That is in its place. That is in its place. We have been given siyam. La'allakum tattaqoon, so that you become muttaqi. What does it mean? Not only the stomach has to fast. Not only the stomach has to fast. The eyes have to fast from looking at haram, from looking at the daughters of others. The ears have to fast from listening to ghiba. Make our minds up. Get our masturat and our children at home ready for this. A month has come. No ghibat. No backbiting. No tail carrying. No speaking about anyone else. The ears have to fast. The tongue has to fast. The hands have to fast from hurting others, oppressing others. The feet have to fast from going to the dens of haram. And most importantly, the greatest mujahada, the greatest test, the hardest cliff to climb, the heart has to fast. La'allakum tattaqoon. The goal of Ramadan, the object of Ramadan is not abstention from food and drink. Object of Ramadan is find Allah. Connect with Allah. What does it mean? Taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. And what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? At-taqwa hahuna. Wa ashara ila sadrihi. He said, taqwa is here. He pointed to his chest. The heart has to fast from the love of dunya, from the hankering behind dunya, from the talks of ghairullah. This heart has to fast. Bring Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this heart. The love of Allah, the tawheed of Allah, the da'wat of Allah's greatness. He said, increase la ilaha illallah in this man. Tarawih salah, what is it? Not just up and down. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. How many times in that 20 rakats? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What is the message? This heart has to fast. This heart has to fast. Bring Allah. Bring the zikr of Allah, the talks of Allah, the greatness of Allah. As-sawmu junnah. asawmu junnah. Fasting is a shield. Fasting is protection. He didn't say this about anything. He didn't say salah is junnah, jihad is junnah, tilawat of Quran is junnah, tasbih is junnah. But fasting is junnah. It's a shield from what? From Jahannam. Malam yakhriqha, until you don't destroy that shield. My respected brothers, if we take nothing away, take this away, that curse of a mobile phone. Today what is it? Even in the masjid. Even in Haram Sharif. Makkah and Medina. Looking at some football game. Looking at some amusement at the time of iftar. Today, little games. Adults are getting hooked on games. Time being wasted in this. It's an instrument of necessity. For Allah's sake, in Ramadan, put it away. Put it away. Faradallahu lakum. What should you do? Wake up for tahajjud. Nights are short, no problem. Immerse yourself in the tarawih. Drown yourself in the Quran. Then wake up for tahajjud. This ummah was given sehri. My Nabi said, tasakharu, tasakharu, fa'inna fi suhuri baraka. More than 17 sahaba mentioned the virtue of sehri. He said it is baraka. It is the time of acceptance of dua. Aisha, Allahu Akbar, radiyallahu anha, when she describes the tahajjud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, don't even ask an husnihinna, watulihinna, how long the tahajjud of my Nabi would be. How beautiful the tahajjud of my Nabi would be. Ramadan is for this. Get up at night. At the time of sehri, don't just eat. Go on that musalla. Cry before Allah. Dawatum mustajaba. Your du'as are accepted. Go into that sajda. Don't wake up from that sajda. She used to describe sometimes the sajda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, miqdaruhu khamsina ayatin min al-Quran. The time it takes to read 50 verses of the Quran would be one sajda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many tasbih we make in our sajda? 3 times? 5 times? 7 times? 9 times? تَسَخَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ بَرَكَةً. At the time of iftar, وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah says, you will see my malaika, حَافِينَ حَوْلَ الْعَرْشِ. They are making tawaf around the arsh of Allah. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. What are they doing? Tasbih of Allah, taqdees of Allah. Subuhun Quddus, La ilaha illallahul malikul haqqul mubin. 11 months of the year. 11 months of the year. This month, Allah commands the malaika that are making tawaf around his arsh. Stop your tasbih now. Stop your tasbih now. What must you do? What must you do? What must you do? Say Ameen to the dua of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of iftar. How much dua are you and I making? How long is that dua? 2 minutes? 1 minute? 30 seconds? Are we more worried about the food that is in front of us? Allah's malaika saying Ameen. Ad-dua in the iftar la yurad. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that dua at the time of iftar will never be rejected by Allah. Look around us, whether it is Palestine, whether it is Sudan, whether it is Kashmir, whether it is China, throughout the world this ummah is being slaughtered. Blood is flowing, the rivers cheaper than water has become the blood of this ummah. Still we are not crying, still we are not making dua, still we are not turning towards Allah. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. What is Ramadan? Ramadan is for the eyes to fast, ears to fast, hands to fast, feet to fast, heart to fast. Ramadan is for tawbah. Ramadan is for taqwa. Ramadan is for dua. And Ramadan is for Quran. I've run out of time. Look at the lives of the Salafi Salihin. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, whole year immersed in the dars of hadith, immersed in the effort of propagating deen. When Ramadan would come, he would enter the masjid. أَخَذَ الْمُصْحَفِ He would take the Quran. He would take the Quran. He would stop everything else. And he would say, لَا كَلَامَ مَعَ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ How can I even speak in Ramadan anything besides the kalam of Allah? Ibn Rajab Hanbali says the Salaf al-Salihin used to say, Ramadan innama huwa tilawatul Quran wa it'amut ta'am. They would say, Ramadan, what is Ramadan? Ramadan is Quran. Ramadan is Quran. Ramadan is Quran. Ramadan is feeding the poor people. Ramadan is the time. La'allakum tattaqoon. 10 people went to the river. Someone came back with 1 cup of water. Someone came back with a bucket of water. Someone went with a truck and loaded an entire truck full of water. What was the difference, my respected brothers? Ask ourselves. What was the difference? The water was still there. There was plenty of water. There was no shortage. It's not because there was shortage that one person got 1 cup and the other one got a truck full. What was the size of the container? What was the size of the container? This is what my Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are saying. Lootne ke zamana aagya. The time has come to take now. There is no shortage in the treasures of Allah. The decision is your and mine. How much do we want to take? How much do we understand this opportunity? La'allakum tattaqoon. For Allah's sake, put that mobile phone away. For Allah's sake, that shaitan box destroyed. For Allah's sake, stop ghibat in this month. For Allah's sake, get our financial affairs in order. For Allah's sake, spend this month in the masjid. Spend this month in dua. Spend this month in Quran. Spend this month in turning towards Allah. Not coincidentally, Allah gave this ummah Badr in Ramadan. Allah gave this ummah Fateh Makkah in Ramadan. This month is a month to change the tide of aggression against this ummah to Allah's rahmat and mercy. Go out in the path of Allah. Go out in the path of Allah. 11 months of the year, do your way party. Nobody is stopping you. This month, don't waste it. This month, don't waste it. Man sama yawman. Man sama yawman. Fi sabilillah. Fi ghayri Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. Not Ramadan, outside Ramadan. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? A person who is fasting, striving in the path of Allah, outside Ramadan, bu'ida anin nar, mi'at'amin sayr al-mudammar al-jawad, Allah will distance him from Jahannam. That distance which takes a fast horse rider to ride 100 years, if he fasts, nafil fast, outside Ramadan, in the path of Allah, what will Allah give that fasting person who is striving in the path of Allah? The opportunity of being in the masjid, every night in tahajjud, even your sleeping will be ibadat. If we can't do that, at least this mujada of the mobile phone, put it one side. And let us maximize the opportunity that this month represents. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhirna.